Hello, I'm Bertrand Villegas. I'm the co-founder of The Wit. Welcome to the TV Drama Festival with this Wit session, short session about the TV trend, the fiction trends. The Wit, you may know, is a TV research company. We've been doing this for many years. Every day, our team is watching everything which is new on TV in all genres, including, of course, fiction. And we're going to see the size of this fiction market in a few minutes. Our mission at The Wit is to provide our subscribers. We are based on subscriptions. We have subscribers from all around the world. We are distributors, buyers, creators, and we provide them with information and inspiration for creation and acquisition. So whether you just need some information, so you need some new ideas to know the trends, to know what's hot, we have plenty of information on a daily basis, on a 24/7 basis, I would say. And you can access the videos, you can access the many analytics. And through all this wealth of information, you can make better decisions. That's what our subscribers say. We have to also tell you if you're into fiction, after this drama festival, if you're going to MIPCOM, I guess, you will be able to attend the Wit Fresh TV Fiction. We are holding this session at MIPCOM every time. MIPCOM, MIPTV, Virginia Mosler, our CEO and co-founder, is hosting. And she will show the results, not of our data research, as we are going to see today, but our picks on the creative trends, on the hits, on the fiction, which from all countries, which needs to be tracked and about which you need to be informed to go ahead in acquisition and inspiration. Fiction. So fiction, as you know, as you're in the fiction business, according to our database, we're entering all new shows in our database. Fiction amounts to 1/3 of all the new shows we have in our database. So it means fiction amounts to 1/3 of all new shows launched around the world, as we're covering almost every market around the world. So by genre, factual, maybe because also there are many one-off and documentaries in factual. Factual is the number one genre in terms of a volume of new launches, but fiction is the number two genre with around 30% of the new production launch. Then we have other non-scripted genres as entertainment talk shows and game shows. And there's a very small progression of fiction on all platforms over the last 2 months from 30% to 30.8%. So fiction, that's a huge business, a huge part for the broadcasters. And if we divide broadcasters between and buyers, I mean, and producers between linear broadcasters and VOD platforms, we see that fiction amounts to only, I would say, 1/4 of all new shows launch on linear broadcasters. It means that it's under the average of 1/3 we've just saw, because linear broadcasters are stronger than VOD on the factual than yes on fiction. They are stronger on factual than the video platform, the VOD platforms, and factual amounts to almost 60% of the new shows launched by the linear channels, whereas fiction amounts to 25% of all new shows launched on linear, which leads us to the paradise, the current paradise of fiction, which is VOD. Fiction is the number one genre for VOD. We don't include TikTok and YouTube. We don't think, but the streamers, the fiction. Fiction amounts to almost half of all new shows, with an increase over the last over the last year. If we compare the last 12 months with the year before, from 46% of these all new launches to 49%, almost half. So that's huge. And that the only genre increasing in its volume on the VOD platforms. So fiction, I read, I heard that fiction was plateauing, the number of new products was slowing. But actually, according to our data, we have in all the markets we cover, we have 3,700 new fiction shows launched over the last 2 months. That's huge, and that's versus 3,500 the year before, which means that's 5.4% increase. Fiction is the fastest growing programming genre because the overall increase of new products launched on the market is only 2% for all genre. And this growth of fiction is even bigger, as you can imagine, on VOD with a 15.2% growth for the new fiction titles launched on all platforms. And interesting data also, 41% of the new fiction is VOD exclusive. It means that 41% of the new fiction launch, they are only launching on VOD. So it's increasing. Linear is still dominant with approximately 60%, but this share of exclusive VOD exclusive fiction is increasing. Another ranking, we love rankings, and they sometimes tell a lot, and we can get them from our database. It's interesting. If we have a look at the top 10 broadcasters with the most original new fiction shows, the broadcaster, the platform that are launching the highest number of new fiction, in this top 10, we have only two linear channels, which are Lifetime and Hallmark Channel. Lifetime and linear channel, they're very active with many TV movies, Christmas movies, romantic movies. So they have a high level of new launches every year. But of course, the leader around 400 something new titles last year is Netflix. Prime Video comes with number two, but much lower, around 130 new titles. Disney Plus, after Lifetime, Ichi, which is the Chinese VOD platform, BQQ, the other VOD, Chinese VOD platform, Hallmark Channel, Tubi, the AVOD platform, Youku, the Chinese VOD platform, and Shade, which is a VOD platform from the Middle East. So that's interesting that the most productive, as you guess, but this ranking tells it clearly, the most active platforms launching new fiction are eight. Among the top 10, there are eight VOD platforms. We have to address also something people are talking a lot. I hear talking a lot about the scripted formats. It means adaptation of fiction stories, fiction titles from one language to another, from one market to another. But I feel there's a lot of talk, but it's very a stagnating market for many years. We thought it would be very exciting, this market, and there's just a good solution to replicate a formula, a format, to license this and to adapt it in another market. But that's only 4.3% of all the new fiction launch over the last 12 months. And the maximum size of this market among new fiction launch was maybe 5 or 6% 10 years ago, but that's not very, that there's not a huge progress, even if there's a lot of talk about this. So it means original stories, not always original, but non formatted stories are still dominating. Let's have a look at the top scripted formats over the first 6 months of the year. Let's say we're in October for this TV festival. And so let's say that they tell the story for the whole year. The number one most adapted title, but we're talking about only two adaptations. It's Dr. Forster, a title from BBC Studio. You may know a drama, female drama, very interesting and also very romantic story, quite fascinating. I loved it. Another one, number two, with only two adaptation, but it's number two. It's Dear Daddies, which is a scripted format from 10, 15 years ago, which is which comes from Argentina, and which is the story of four fathers and how they handle life, parenthood, women. So interesting story, still expanding. A newcomer, HPI, which is also sold as a ready-made series. HPI has been adapted, which is about a crazy or very eccentric, let's say, eccentric, very intelligent detective. With a backstory, interesting backstory, and it has been adapted into, it's come from France, it has been adapted in two countries, Liar from the UK, two countries also, Liar, as the title says it all. It's about a rape or not, was there a rape or not, and of course the guy lies. Or is he lying? Istanbul Bride from Turkey. Turkey is quite active in scripted formats, many scripted formats adapted in Korea, in Eastern Europe. And this one, Istanbul Bride, it's a classic romantic story of the rich and the poor, as many Turkish series are made of. If we have a look at the top exporting countries for the scripted formats, we have the UK, which is always, let's say, in exporting one of the leading markets, even in scripted shows. The USA, which is number two, South Korea, they're exporting. They make in ready-made. They are making a lot of progress. We'll talk about this a bit later, but in scripted format, that's how they entered the international market. Now they're able, South Korea, to enter through ready-made fiction stories, especially in the younger targets. Interesting, but in scripted format, that they're the first way for them to make progress. Israel, five formats, a traditional scripted format country with Honor, which has been quite exported over the last 2 or 3 years. France, Turkey, and then with two formats exported, a bunch of countries, Argentina, Australia, Philippines, French Canada, and what we call the world, the streamers, because they are adapting some of script of the fiction from one market to another, sometimes Indian stories from one part of the country, from a language or part of the country to another one. The top importing countries are, let's say, the streamers. They adapt some fiction stories from one market, from one language to another. Turkey, importing a lot, especially from South Korea, USA, Poland, Slovakia. So everybody is importing. India, Mexico, Germany, and then many other countries with only two adaptations. But the volume is quite low, but it's a worldwide market, and many markets with smaller budgets, of course, are interested in importing scripted formats. One other finding from we have in our database, it's the fact that true events and book adaptation inspire fiction. Actually, that's a whole phenomenon of what we would call IP. True events are not real IPs, of course, but they are in a way. They are brands. True events, they are brands everybody knows, and everybody can rely. So they help making stories easier to sell to the broadcasters and then to the viewers. So we're more and more. The trends, of course, the most important part of the market of fiction is about original stories, original content, not IPs or already known stories, already known true crimes. But they're the real trend, and we can understand this, of course, this phenomenon for IP, including, to my point of view, history, true events, book adaptation, and some other ones we'll see. So books. The books, the new fiction based on books, whether scripted or not, fiction or non-fiction books, because non-fiction books can inspire fiction series, scripted series, let's say. So 12.2% of all new fiction launched last year were based on some kind of books. The true events
including story, history, I mean, and of course, true crime or any kind of disaster or interesting personality, 7.1% of all the new fiction. And of course, true crime is really, it's a, that's the shot, the best solution. And now I must say it's very more and more difficult to captivate viewers, which a crime story, which is not inspired in a way from by true facts, true crime. That's not a whole a big number, but it's one maybe 100 of new fiction launch over the last 2 months. We can rank, classify in the true crime genre, but that's, even if that's still 100 of title, that's plus 40% over the last 12 months. That's really the most active subgenre in fiction. You have true events and you have true crime. Here we have a pie chart. I hope you can see them. The IP, the different kind of IPs or of inspiration for fiction, if we don't include purely original stories. So books, we have 12.2, we just theme it. True events, 7.1% of new fiction. So we're around 20% with this. And with the other IPs, we classify, we enter in this pie chart, we arrive to 25% of all new fiction based on something the viewer already knows, because so the brand, without the brand, the IPs, not always intellectual properties, but the kind of property you can rely on and you can bank on. So the other one, much smaller amount, are the new fiction based on feature film and movies, which goes from 2.4% of new fiction to 2.6. That's small amounts, but that's significant. The comic book adaptation, including the webtoons, the comic books on paper, on the web, online, from 1.4% and 1.7%. That's very small, but that's significant. That's a weak signal, and or maybe not so weak, but an increasing signal, I would say. The manga's adaptation, they are comic books, but we separate them, around 1%, and also the TV reboots, revivals, around 1%, in also increasing from over the last 2 years. So this we have one quarter of all new fiction, which is not based on purely pure imagination, but based on something you've heard about before, something that rings a bell to everybody and which has a higher selling value probably. So that's the IP, and small part we've just seen of this pie chart, but I feel when I read our database, our news every day, I've seen this year more and more webtoons from South Korea, for instance, being adapted in live action series. The live action series based on animated books, even animated series, are on the rise. That's a huge vault, let's say, of IPs to be turned into live action. So that's comic books, that mangas, and the webtoon from South Korea. That's very small, but I feel there's something going on. That's what we observed this year in our database. And also, of course, the live action, the most successful adaptation from animation to live action, well, the video game adaptation this year of The Last of Us on HBO, which was a huge success. Video games are not so many titles adapted into a live action series, two or three. There was one this summer on Peacock, but that's interesting to follow, and that's where producers, creators go to dig further into new IPs which are not fully exploited yet. Which leads us to our kind of conclusion and our the trends of content to titles, which represent the increasing the fastest growing the weaker or stronger signals in the content for fiction. But the true crime on the left, we picked this one for I like The Long Shadow, which aired in September on in the UK from All3 Media. Pure true crime. That's true crime plus based on a book, on a non-fiction book. But that's the book helped, like in many fiction series, the true crime fiction series, to make the drama series. The Long Shadow is an interesting example. And the other example, talking about live action adaptation of mangas, in the recent success in September of One Piece on Netflix, which is based on an animation, the most recent one from the 1999 One Piece, was an animation, a Japanese animation series. And this Japanese animation series was itself based on a manga years before. So that's what I would follow in terms of trends, in content trends. That's not pure creation, that's reinterpretation, that's acquisition of IPs, and that's what you can find and what you can find in our database. If you dig, you can dig for the most interesting properties to develop over the next months, and to inspire our subscribers are inspired by this type of information. If you want to know more about the projects and the current production and even the products, don't hesitate to send us a mail, thewit@thewit.com, thewit.com. And if you go to Cannes, if you fly to Cannes, I guess you will, don't miss this presentation with many screeners, many examples of interesting properties, interesting trends. Some are big, some are, will be smaller, we are speaking. And it's on the Wednesday, the 18th of October at midnight in the Grand Auditorium at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So thank you for attending this this TV drama festival and this quiz session, and see you soon. Thank you, everybody.